Welcome to the Molding Health Show. Our goal is to leverage the wisdom and experience of healthcare practitioners to set you on a path of self-discovery and healing. These insights, coupled with a multidisciplinary approach to each area of interest, should provide an invaluable resource to everyone looking for a better approach to health. In this first episode of the Molding Health Show, we discuss the reasons for creating the show and introduce ourselves. I am Oliver Nagier, and I'm joined by my co-host, Chaz Hatting-McVie. We've been producing a show called The Molding Private Practice Show, where we discuss everything related to private practice management for healthcare practitioners. We're using this particular show, The Molding Health Show, to maximize the relationships that we have with these healthcare practitioners, to leverage their wisdom and knowledge and discuss areas of interest that they find in a therapeutic setting so that we can assist many more people seeking such knowledge. More than that, the content is positioned from a multidisciplinary approach so that listeners and viewers can understand the content much better. Hi, Chaz. All set to go?
Hi, Oliver. Yeah, ready to go.
So I thought just by starting up the show, I mean, we've been doing the Molding Private Practice Show for a while, but this is slightly different. And I do want to set this at the stage for what our viewers can expect from the show. So if I had to give a backdrop, we work with healthcare practitioners because we love working with them and we learn a lot. And it's amazing to see them assisting so many more people in their private practices. And when I look at this, I'm always in awe of that. And because we have a small part in terms of helping them, I almost feel like we help a lot more people. For good or bad, that seems to be in my head how I see it. And I just thought, and some time ago, we discussed this idea of how can we do more? And the one way I thought we could do this is by leveraging their knowledge and their wisdom and how they work with clients in a much more better way. Yes, there's websites and there's blogs on various areas of interest, but the way I always explain this to our clients or to someone when we're talking about websites is, when our little boy was just under 2 years old, he was struggling with sensory integration stuff. And my wife's a clinical psychologist, but we never came across that term. It was just not in my vocabulary. It was not something I thought about. And we were sitting at a workshop where we were sponsoring it for our private practice management software. And it was quite a renowned OT that was speaking at that workshop. And I remember looking to my wife, Ingrid, and saying, maybe that's what Tristan has, And as soon as I figured that out, as soon as that spark started, it started this whole journey of discovery around how we could help our little boy a lot better. And for me, that's still a story that sticks. And many, many years later, I'm glad that we could be positioning this content in that way, that if I saw some of the symptoms that Tristan was exhibiting at that time, and I came across a resource like this, it could have been exactly like that moment when I was sitting at that workshop and we were starting that journey of discovery. So that's what I want to get out of the show, and I'm glad that we're starting it. The other thing that I find different to almost all of the content sites right now, and when we talk about areas of interest like couples counseling or play therapy or sensory integration, it's always from a certain practitioner view in mind. And I think what we have the opportunity to do is to leverage the relationships that we have to bring about a multidisciplinary approach to the content. And I think that's unique from the perspective of, I don't think there's many content providers that are doing this right now. And I think for anyone looking for this content, it would be amazing to get get a view from different practitioners on the same area of interest. What do you think, Chaz?
Yeah, I'm actually really excited to get the ball rolling on Molding Health, very simply because, as you say, there's so much content out there, but it always seems to come from a very one-sided point of view. I mean, excuse me. If you're looking for something on depression, you're either going to get the point of view from a clinical psychologist or you're going to get the point of view from somebody, depending on what you're looking at. what we're looking at is saying, you know, if I can go to one place and see, you know, how does a clinical psychologist versus a counseling psychologist versus a psychiatrist treat depression and why they treat them in different ways? I think that's a real value add. It helps people to make that informed decision when it comes to their medical needs of, you know, do I need to see a psychiatrist or should I start by going to a psychologist and see what where they take me down the road? So I think it's a really good step to just bring information to the general public that can benefit them in making choices, as well as highlight experts in different areas for practitioners to go to, as well as the general public to have an idea of, okay, this is somebody who's an expert in this thing that I'm looking for. I think that's definitely helpful.
Agreed on those points. And so the thing I would add to that is to say, it's almost like practitioners or healthcare practitioners or therapists have their own lingo. And yes, they speak to each other and they all seem to understand this lingo. But for the rest of us, we probably don't understand it. And so it's nice to be able to connect on this level. I would say almost on a layman's time, you know, on a layman's terms of reference. And it's how we would search for something on Google, you know, if we wanted to find something. And I think, so I'm excited about that part. The other thing is, I mean, from a holistic point of view, you never just see one therapist. And I mean, any therapist would tell you this, or any practitioner would tell you this. You know, with our little boy, we had a team of practitioners that just worked with him, you know, whether it was speech or physio or OT or dietitian related, and it all kind of came together in an end product that helped him in the best possible way. And again, it's one of those terms that practitioners use, but the rest of us don't really realize that it's happening. And it's called a multidisciplinary approach. And that's exactly what we aiming to provide with this is a multidisciplinary approach, so that the listener or the viewer or the reader can look at it and say, actually, I would like to approach it in this way. And I would like to speak to this person. And I think over time, you're going to build up relationships with various practitioners and see, you know, does it make sense for me to see this type of practitioner? We're hoping that that brings a much more closer bond. So when you do make that appointment to see that practitioner, you actually know how she works or how he works. And you can make that appointment with the utmost confidence and trust in terms of what position that they take on a certain area of interest. And that's all that I have. You know, we don't want to keep this episode too long, but I do want to say, as opposed to the Molding Private Practice show where Shaz and myself are always on the show, I think with this one, we're going to take a slightly different approach, and we'll try to be on all of the shows at the same time with the practitioners, but some of the times we won't. So it'll either be one of us, and that's perfectly fine as well. I think the main reason behind this show is actually to put the spotlight and to harness the knowledge from the practitioners. And as long as we can facilitate that, that would be amazing for anyone listening to the show. Anything on your side, Shaz, that we can wrap it up with?
From my side, I would just very simply say that the idea behind this show is to empower the layman and get them to have a closer understanding and relationship with a potential therapist, and to highlight what the therapists that we're going to be interviewing and talking to, highlight the roles that they play in that holistic multidisciplinary structure to help people get through whatever ailments are coming their way.
Okay. Yeah, let's leave it there. And so for everyone, stay tuned. The episodes are going to be coming through very shortly. And we're hoping to get some amazing practitioners on the show and to build this resource over time to be one that's going to be benefiting everyone. It will be a living, growing brand under the Kitron brand. And we're hoping to really provide huge amount of benefit. So Shaz, I'll see you on the next episode.
See you next time around, Oliver.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. As always, Stay tuned, and we'll speak to you in the next episode.